Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
Come on.
More than a conqueror,
I'm a winner.
The rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings and blessings to you all. Please let me know how I'm coming in. If you would, give me a sound check. 0 being the worst, 10 being the best. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being here tonight. Let me know if you can hear me, please. All right. I see the 10s. Bless you, Sister Green. Brother Josh, my faithful co-host. Bless you, brother. Sister Brittany. Hallelujah. Thank you for your radio check, sound check there. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about thoughts tonight. I thought y'all saw the title there. But anyway, hope everybody, well, you know, I know everybody's heard this testimonies from the feast and all that. But I do appreciate Brother Joshua and the food team and everybody that participated and put from the chores to the handling of all the business on the feast that we need to get handled behind the scenes with the deacons family getting the water. Brother Deacon Josh, you help with the things that you help with. Deacon Dave, hallelujah. Just thank y'all, sisters cooking, food team, all y'all. I mean, everybody, you know, it was just a blessing that everybody pitched in and helped get the job done and make it a wonderful feast for everyone. So I do thank you all for that. Bless you all. Excuse me. All right. Well, praise y'all. I hope everyone enjoyed the Sabbath yesterday. Enjoyed the message from Elder Ezekiel. They ministered to us. Hallelujah. Very good word. Food for our souls, for our spirits. I'm sure the saints down in North Carolina were edified by Pastor Dahl being down there as well. Hallelujah. Well, praise Yah. Well, let's go to Psalms 139, starting at verse 23, Brother Josh. Get myself there. And it reads, "Search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Now, how many of us have prayed that? You know, coming before the Most High, you know, in our prayer time, you know, wanting to be intimate with the Most High, you know, draw nigh to Him. You know, I'm sure many of us have prayed this, or asked this of the Father, or Most High petitioned Him for that. But, you know, it's a, you know, when the Most High does do that, when he does search us and test us with the secrets of our hearts, and He knows our thoughts, and He reveals to us the wicked way that's in us, does it cause us to choose the way of everlasting? Because when the Most High does search us, and, you know, brings it to the table, now we got a choice to make. He set before us a way of life and a way of death. Do we choose life or do we choose death? As I can tell you, I'm praying that many a time. And then having the Father, you know, just recently, during the feast, brought a situation to me. You know, because we all desire that true intimacy with the Most High, don't we? You know, we want to, yeah, Father, I want to be intimate with you. I want to know you. You know, knowing you is going is both ways. He knows you, and you know Him. That works two ways. You know, not the physical act of intimacy. We're not talking about that now, but you know, it's a sharing there. So during the feast, I've been praying that. And the Father brought something to me. Well, actually, quite a few things. So share it with me. But one thing in particular that I never would have thought of repenting for, having to get right, especially when He brought that to the table. It is something that I never thought of, never would have thought of repenting for. You know, He brought to my mind about this girl I went to school with. We used to make fun of, you know. You know, everybody was cool with it, but we make fun of, you know, for whatever reason. We just, you know, I'm not gonna say everybody, but some of the people I know that knew her, you know, she was cool. She was a big girl. We used to make fun of her, you know, say something about her being fat and all that. At least the guys did. But you know, he brought that to my mind. You know, you used to mock that girl. You know, she was cool with you, your friend. You know, y'all had, you know, we had classes together. It was like, man. I said, Father, you mean tell me, why her in particular? I mean, I'm sure I've talked about other people, but why her in particular? You know, that didn't matter, but he brought that particular situation up to him. And I'm like, you know, it kind of shocked me at first. I'm like, well, what's that got to do with anything? No, I want you to get, you know, hey, this is what I'm bringing to the table. We have this intimate time. Hey, let me show you this that you did that you never repented of. You know, so when we do have our intimate time with the Most High, is he truly able to search you, try you, and let you see the wickedness, the wicked ways He finds in you? Or do you have that Jesus that makes you feel good all the time? Oh, yeah, I had a wonderful time. Just I was anointed from head to toe the whole time. That's all. Just got that sweet bliss with Jesus. But let's hold that thought. Let's go to John chapter 16. Yeah, John chapter 16. We'll start at verse 7, Brother Josh. This is Jesus talking about the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is just. Now, when we are in our time of intimacy of the Most High, does he reprove the sin in you? Does it get checked? Or you just get told how righteous and how holy you are? There's never any need for you to have a use for the high priest to come minister to you. You know, when he shows you some wicked way, you confess it, your blood gets applied, and you're cleansed. But if you don't do that, then your sin remains. It's like this. Let's go over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Go to verse 23, Josh. So let's start at verse 22. Of course, saints, go back and read all these things in context. You all know the deal. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You know, so when we come before that mirror, and the Most High brings us to that mirror, do we just sit there and look at it, and then after a while, oh, well, Father, look, I don't really want to deal with this. I'm just going to keep this under the rug. I don't want to talk about that. Well, I don't want to deal with that. The problem is he brought it to the table. He wants you to deal with it. He's letting you see. You're looking into that perfect law of liberty. And the liberty is you got the blood right there. Let's get it right. Get cleansed by the blood. That's what he wants you to purify. He wants you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. And if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion undefiled before Yah and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So, you know, so we're before the Most High, and when we're having our intimate times, we're praying and things, what is the Holy Spirit ministering to you? Is he correcting you? Is he reproving you? He's not doing this out of hate. He's doing this when he corrects us, shows us our wickedness, the defiled things up that we have going on in us. He's not doing it because he hates us. He's doing it because he loves us. You know, because we are his workmanship, created for good works in Christ. But he wants to, but he's got to be able to have place in us and help us work out our salvation in fear and trembling. And I can tell you, it's a fearful thing when you're in the presence of the Most High, he starts showing your sins, the things that he's not pleased with in your life. I can say for me, it's scary. Like, Father, you know, I'm like, Father, I'm sorry I did that, Father. It shouldn't, you know, he brings it to you. You can't be surprised that it's there, but that's just pride that you act like, hey, you know, you're thinking yourself above that which is written. No. Now he commands all men everywhere to repent. starting with us. The judgment must first begin in the house of Yah. You're the house of Yah. We're little sanctuaries. So when he's ministering these little sanctuaries, he wants them clean. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be righteous. He's not going to abide in an unclean temple. You know, it's like this. You know, we have the analogy of Jesus coming to the house. You know, you let him in the house. You know, just stay here in the living room. Jesus, I don't want you to go in the bathroom because I haven't cleaned. You know, that's where I want to go. Well, okay, you can go in there. Just don't go in my bedroom. That's dirty, too. Well, I'm going to go in there, too. Why? He wants access to everything. Why? Because he wants to make sure it's all clean and not condemning us, but loving us to cleanse us. That way we can stand before the Son of Man unashamed. And, you know, during this feast, I tell you, it was some beautiful things. Because at the mass deliverance night, I remember having a conversation with a young brother. You know, he needed some deliverance. Couple of weeks before we got to mass deliverance, you know, and I told him, I said, brother, pretty much told him, I think Elder Ezekiel and I were talking to him, and just told him, I said, brother, you need to seek Yah and let him show you what's going on with you, you know, because it's like this, don't you stop always running the man for the answers. No, go to Yah. That's what he's there for. That's his job. So I said, you go to Yah, let him show you what's up with you. You ask him, let him show you, then come back. And so anyway, this young brother was doing mass deliverance. This young brother, you know, had the spirits manifest and everything. And I told the worker that was working on him, hey, look, we were going after this. Go after this with him and this. Named a couple of things to him. And this is another young brother, and this brother's very zealous in deliverance. And so I just gave him those little things to hit, you know, and I, you know, because I worked with him for a while, and just told him to keep, you know, go with that. And I think I saw him the next day, or it could have been later on that night. I'm not sure when, I forgot. But anyway, this brother comes and tells me that he got the deliverance he was looking for, and more. You know, the Most High was good to him. Showed him that and revealed other stuff through his deliverance when he was getting it. But it's just a matter of him, that brother just seeking Yah for himself, not depending on everybody else to do the work. I'm not saying that he was like that, but he just, you know, you just need to know Yah. You need to get a hold of Yah for yourself. You get that time with him and you seek him and let him search you and then let him show you what you're dealing with. And, you know, you might not get everything all at once. But the main thing is, he got the man in the position where he needed to be, the young brother in the position where he needed to be with his repentance, and it brought forth all the deliverance that he needed. He got to the root of the spirit he was dealing with, and then, you know, and that was beautiful. And then the joy that he had, that he was free. And, you know, I bless the Father for, you know, to see that. So hallelujah, to hear that testimony, because I know the Most High is faithful. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Isaiah 55. Starting at verse, let me get there. Starting at verse 7 through 9. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Yah, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Hallelujah. And that's true. But, you know, going back to verse 7, we got to let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So whenever you find that wicked way, forsake it. And you have unrighteous, you know, an unrighteous man needs to forsake them thoughts. Change your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to this world. You know, you think about that old man. The old man, he is enmity against the Most High. That old mindset we got, that carnal mind, is enmity. And that carnal mind ain't far from a reprobate mind. But to me, it is reprobate because, you know, we all operate in our carnal mind. It'll take us straight out of Yah. It's not going to let you retain Yah in all your knowledge. And if we get that, I'm going to depend on my worldly knowledge, my worldly strength, and fill my cup up. That, you know, of course, you're going to hell in the end. That's all your carnal mind wants to do. It wants to destroy your soul. But I say, let's abide in the Most High. Keep ourselves in the love of Yah. And I can't worry about Sister Brittany or Brother Paul or Brother Josh or anybody else. I have to keep myself in the love of Yah first. And how am I going to love you if I don't love myself? If you can't give what you don't have. So I'm so worried about Brother Josh being saved that I don't work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I don't seek the Most High for myself. Don't fast. Don't pray. Don't pray fast to pray for myself or for you. Hallelujah. All right. But you know, we got to, you know what, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Let me make this bigger. Matthew chapter 12, Brother Josh, we're going to read verses 33 through 37. And of course, think about yourself with this as we read. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart, or the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by the words you shall be condemned. And you know, I'm reading this one in the Contemporary English Version. A good tree produces only good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. You can tell what a tree is like by the fruit it produces. You're a bunch of evil snakes, so how can you say anything good? Your words show what is in your hearts. Good people bring good things out of their hearts, but evil people bring evil things out of their hearts. I promise you that on the day of judgment, everyone will have to account for every careless word they have spoken. On that day, they will be told that they are either innocent or guilty because of these things, because of the things they have said. You know, and what motivates what we speak? The thoughts. We speak our thoughts. And thoughts come from your heart. So if you're a good tree, you speak good thoughts, you speak good things, but if you're a bad tree, you're speaking all this evil stuff. Is evil in an abundance in you, or good in an abundance of? Make the tree good and the fruit good. In other words, repent and turn. Be changed. Be transformed. So how is your thought life? Is your thought life bad all the time? You got a bunch of evil thoughts going on? Or do you have a bunch of good thoughts? You You know, unto the pure, all things are pure. But to them that are unbelieving, defiled, is nothing pure. So where are you at with that? Are you pure? Or are you unbelieving and defiled? Is your mind that wicked, that corrupt, that unsanctified? Hallelujah. But we want to make our tree good. We want to be more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Starting at verse 9. Verse 12. Now you think about this. Think about this. For the word of Yah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And you're talking about the Most High Yah. And what's the word do? Is it discern the thoughts and intents of our heart? You think about how that happens. You hear the word getting preached. Is that word not discerning? You know, the word, like Pastor Dollar said, the word don't bother us when we're reading it. But when somebody starts preaching it, now all of a sudden, now we got a pop. Now you don't want to hear the word. You're just reading out of your Bible, that's fine. But if someone ministers it to you, and it hits you, when you have to stand there naked because it's exposed your thoughts and intents. And like I said before, even in times of prayer, the Most High has hit me with things. One time, something about an individual I used to work with and told me how much he rebuked me for the hatred I had for this individual. I'm like, what, Father? What? You don't want to justify myself. But, you know, here I am in front of the mirror again, naked again. Like, you don't want to go be like Adam and Eve, go hide the stuff. But no, I can't do that. Hide the trees and stuff. Put an apron on. No, we're going to deal with this, son. You got this wickedness in you. This man ain't done nothing to you. Just because he get on your nerves, you know, bothers your flesh. What you hating him for? Well, I didn't hate him. I just don't like how he acts. Well, that translates to hate. You know, that's what he said to me. I don't know, for your situation, the Most High might justify you. He might say, no, well, son, you are right to hate that person or whatever. Or be just grown up by the situation, you know, murmuring, backbite, tailbear about it. No, we all know the Most High going to rebuke you for it. The Holy Spirit going to correct you for that, which is necessary for the saving of your soul. Hallelujah. But I can tell you, yeah, you're getting corrected on that. Like, man, Father, okay, you know, I just had to repent. I had no other choice. And not when I wanted to anyway. I mean, I, you know, don't want to be in a wicked way, because like I said earlier, when we pray that, you know, for him to show us, search us, and to show us to be the wicked way in us, we don't need to run from that chastisement, from that correction when it comes. Run to it. You know, a righteous man loves judgment, except when you're wicked. You don't love it. So let's just make sure we love the Most High enough to allow him to chastise us and cleanse us. Shalom, Brother Vernon. Bless you. And you think about even though Genesis 6, it talks about before the flood, that the thoughts of men's hearts were only evil continually. So let's make sure we get that word in us. What David say, that word am I hidden in my heart, that might not sin against you. So let's make sure our thoughts aren't evil continually. But how are we going to keep them clean? How to keep our thoughts pure? By the washing of the water of the word, by hiding the word in us, letting this word have place in us. Hallelujah. And then we'll see some change in us. We can see this bad tree go to a good tree. put the good word in there. Let the Most High work on us. Submit ourselves. Submit ourselves to Yah. We resist the devil. Submit ourselves to Yah. And Satan will flee, so it won't be the devil that's, you know, beating you down so much that you can't resist him and not submit to Yah. Well, the word says this, you know, thou shalt not steal. So you get the evil thought to go steal. No, I'm not going to steal. I'm going to obey the Father. I'm going to love my neighbor and not steal his stuff. I'm going to love Yah. I'm going to show my love to Yah by me not taking this person's stuff. You know, stealing anything. Lying, cheating, worshiping idols, blaspheming, breaking the Sabbath, you know, sin. Hallelujah. Tell you what, saints, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah, where is it at? There we go. Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahweh. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. And that's good. The Most High, when he's doing things to us, he's doing everything, you know, when he chases us, he's doing it for our profit. Everything that you look at that happened to our ancient people, the Israel, you know, we're all Israelites, right? What happened to our people? They sinned against the Most High, he punished them. Even to this day, we're dealing with the captivities. But we are the holy remnant of Israel that he's working with. And he's hadn't forsaken us even in this land. He's gathering together his elect, putting us together so we can all be helpers one to another and doing his will and striving for obedience, you know, with one another as well, too. But his thoughts are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you, me, an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search me with all your heart. And of course, you don't read all the rest of that in context, saints. But, you know, so even at that, when we start speaking the Most High with all our heart, when the Most High does show up, when we're communing with him, don't run and hide. Don't run and hide. Let him show you your heart and make you clean. Look at what it says. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You see, that's part of the expected end. He knows what he wants for us. He comes that we might have life and that more abundant. That's what Jesus said. I've come that you might have life and that more abundant. Let's abide in that life. Hallelujah. Let's go over here real quick. Let's go to Mark chapter 2. First, let me find it. Start at verse 15. Brother Josh, Mark chapter 2, start at verse 15. And we read till verse 17. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, he's at Levi's house. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples. But there were many, and they followed him. So Jesus had a crowd of people. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? You know, they had a question. They had thoughts. What's going on? Who is this man? Remember Elder Donnie read that about the woman washing Jesus' feet with her tears? And the guy said, hey, if this man knew what man or woman she was, if he was a prophet, he knew what man or woman to touch. And over here, how is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And so you think about that. You know, the self-righteous don't have a need of a savior. They that are whole don't need any cleansing. They don't need the Father the searcher. To touch him, to heal him. You know, you think about this. Maybe some of our long-standing issues that we all deal with, maybe some of them are based off of some of the things that we've spoken out of our mouth and the thoughts that we entertain. You know, I was talking about idle words earlier when I read that scripture. You know, and I get that, said what I said about that fat girl. You know, I think, Father, well, you know, real careless in those, I was careless in those words, and it got me to thinking about how many other areas I've been careless in my words. You know, since that happened, I was like, man, Father, help me. I'm trying to help me to set a watch over my lips. Help me to not just be spewing out anything out of my mouth anymore. And let your fear teach me to guard my tongue. You know, because we all have to give an account for these words. But so, what was that? Yeah, right there. But Jesus came, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So, you know, so whenever we're in our intimate times with the Most High, and he brings thoughts to our mind about things we've done wrong, and answer that call to repent. Get clean, don't run from the blood, run to the blood. Let the blood wash you, get be cleansed and purified so that you can be a vessel for the Most High, pure and holy, tried and true. You know that song, Make Me a Sanctuary? Hallelujah. Well, saints, I'll tell you, we do have to make sure we're careful of the traffic in our mind. And if the devil's always going to be tempting. He's always going to be trying to spit in our ears, challenging everything that we believe, because he wants to try to take us out of the faith. He wants to make us quit. Because how many times have we gotten overwhelmed with the thoughts that we've had? You know, the challenges and the battles. Remember the example Pastor gave us. You know, you can't get control of your thoughts. You know, just take one. Just take one thought captive. It's like turning the bus sideways on the highway and blocking traffic, or semi-truck, blocking all the lanes. And then you start examining them thoughts, discerning the thoughts and intents. But why is this thought here? What is it trying to make me do? It goes against the word. You know, you cast it out, cast it down. It agrees with the word. You know, that thought's pure. Let it go. But again, I would say we all need to strive, and even in this, in our walk, let's continue to strive to trust the Most High. Let him lead us. Let him guide us. Let him search you. And then don't faint when you're reproved of, rebuked of. And again, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahweh, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So if you can believe that, trust the Most High, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get an expected end, the salvation of your soul. You're going to receive the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. All right, saints. I wasn't planning on being long tonight, and I'm done. I do thank you all for being here tonight. Pray that you were edified somehow tonight. But again, just make sure you Watch what you think. Watch what you speak. Don't curse yourself and curse others. Hallelujah. Anyway, thanks. Make sure you keep the men of y'all in prayer. Pastor Dog, Pastor Coy, Pastor Rufus, you know, all the shepherds of Israel. Make sure you keep them in prayer and lift it up. Binding and loosing. And also pray for one another. And thank you all for being here tonight. Until I guess it'll be five more weeks. I think Elder Becker may be up, should be up next week. So in 5 weeks, I'll see y'all again. I do love you all dearly and bless you. Shalom.